The Catalina condo started taking on water on Friday the 13th, around 10:30 a.m., where Redoubt Bay meets Redoubt Lake. The rocky shore is a popular subsistence fishing spot, and the sockeye are running strong. Petty Officer Ken Farah with the U.S. Coast Guard said it appears the vessel was beached on purpose. The owner and two guests went on shore and lost track of the incoming tide. The water then flooded the Catalina condo.
The owners intended to go back to town, get some pumps, and come back. And when they did, the vessel had rolled over, and they're having some difficulties to ride it in off the shore.
The vessel is 31 feet long with a fiberglass hull, so challenging to salvage. Farah says the owner completely defueled the vessel at that time, removing portable containers of gasoline being used with an outboard. The main engines were not in operation, so the internal tanks were empty. While it still smells like gasoline, it's mostly residual.
So it smells a lot worse than sometimes it is. It just evaporates so fast.
The Catalina condo is registered with the state as the Mariana. Homeported in Sitka, the owner is Mario Rivera. He is working with the Coast Guard to mitigate any potential pollution and float the vessel.
Recovery efforts are still pending, but the owner is working on getting some resources identified.
While it's not ideal for fuel to spill so close to a salmon run, Farah is glad that it was gasoline, a less harmful substance than diesel, and that all involved are safe. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.